Hey, Sound Opinions listeners, if you support us on Patreon, you get to listen to our podcast ad-free on Patreon.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week we're sharing some of our favorite songs about getting away on vacation. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. But first, we're reviewing new music from Kali Uchis. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
That is a little bit of a song called Como Así by Kali Uchis, Carly Marina Loaiza. Fascinating artist, Greg, that we are overdue in talking about here on Sound Opinions. New album called Orquídeas, which is orchids. Kali, born and raised in Alexandria, Virginia, of a Colombian father and an American mother. Dad went back to Colombia. Kali has dual citizenship, Colombia and the U.S., and has had an interesting career going back and forth, mainly English records, but has recorded one previously in Spanish. This is her second Spanish album. I think after a couple of under-the-radar releases, debut mixtape going back to 2012, the 2017-2018 period was really when she broke through to a much bigger audience. First by contributing to a couple of tracks by Gorillaz on the Humans album, and then opening for Lana Del Rey on tour across North America. Kali is very influenced, she says, by the music of the 1960s with its mix of pop, soul, R&B, doo-wop, and of course, having those Latin American roots. Celia Cruz is a big hero, and I hear in its stranger, more experimental moments some of the Tropicalia movement. Mm-hmm. A mix of North and South America, a mix of genres, many things colliding together with this energy and these beats that cannot be denied. Orquídeas, or orchids, Kali says. She was inspired and writes quite poetically about this mysterious and difficult flower. She said, the album's inspired by the timeless, eerie, mystic, striking, graceful, and sensual allure of the orchid. Wow, that's fantastic writing, and all of those adjectives are warranted. Let's play a song, Me Pongo Loca, by Kali Uchis from the album Orquídeas.
Oh,
is a track from the fourth studio album by Kali Uchis. Me Pango Loca is the name of the song. Ocadius is the name of the album. It is a Spanish language album, in case you haven't noticed, as we were, dealing with the fact that this is a Spanish language album by an American-born artist with a Spanish heritage. And she was getting some, from what I understand, she was getting some stick from a record company.
Yeah.
Like, really, you want to make a Spanish language record?
Are you sure that's a good idea?
I think I do, and she did. And it's become a hit. It's incredible that that's still an issue in the 21st century, but apparently it is, and Kali, to her credit, is not having any of it.
Well, you know, we may struggle with the pronunciation, but we are not closed-minded by listening to the sounds from anywhere across this globe.
The appeal to me is immediate in terms of, you know, what does it sound like? I mean, you're not paying attention so much to the lyrics, but with the sound of the record, and it's spectacular. I wasn't a huge fan of her previous record. I thought it was a little gauzy and samey sounding. This record is all over the map. I'm just going to go down the notes that the references that I had to each of the songs: synth pop, bolero, trap, hip hop. You know,
yeah.
Reggaeton.
We got reggaeton and straight reggae. Yeah,
there's a house track on here. There's a doo-wop influence on here. There's a merengue. She's all over the map sonically, which is very exciting. The songs are very upbeat. You know, in assessing what the songs are about, it's a lot about the pleasure principle. A woman in charge beats the match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A mix of groove and very agile singing. Guest MCs and vocalists fleshing out the arrangement, but it's really Uchi's record. And she's leaning a little bit further into electronic music, Caribbean dance beats, more so than I've seen recently on her record. So stretching out the palette. And just becoming a stronger singer, you know, the sort of that whistle-like tone that she has. I mean, I've seen a few Mariah Carey references to the way she sings.
And she cites Mariah Carey as she's a big fan.
Right. So, you know, you put this record on and it's a dance party right away. I mean, it's the pleasure principle is in full effect.
Yeah, I agree. I think the first two-thirds of the record are really great, Greg, and exactly, we're going to be playing songs about vacation, exactly the blast of warmth and sunshine one needs when it was a high of 3 degrees in Chicago last week, right? It peters out, I think. I think towards the end of the record, there's some sonic detours that don't work as well as the others. For the most part, when we were talking about all trying on these different genres and bringing her own personality to them, I think she owns them, but not everything works. But, you know, 14 tracks, even if we trim it down to 11, that's still a nice breath of fresh air and a lot of great energy. That's what we think of Kali Uchi's new album. And now we want to hear from you. Share your opinions via a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. Now it's time to revisit one of our favorite recent list shows that we think is relevant this winter, every winter. Songs about getting away on vacation. The show first aired in 2022, so you'll hear our previous Columbia College intern, Mary Bernthal, chiming in later. We were motivated to do this episode because we were still in the throes of COVID-19 and none of us had been on vacation in a long, long time. That's not to diminish the impact or ongoing effects of that dreaded pandemic. Things will never be really back to normal. But when we recorded this episode, we were down even more than the usual Chicago January frigid deep freeze.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. When we recorded this episode, I hadn't been on a plane in 2 years. I think I speak for a lot of our listeners as well. Didn't go very many places at that time. And I think we were all wanting an escape from just about anything, physically and mentally.
Yeah.
And I mentioned in the show that my dream at that time was to go to Paris, and someday this will all be over, and maybe I'll get a chance to go. I was able to fulfill that opportunity and stop whining about it, in a couple of years ago.
And you get to go on more vacations than me.
Well, I don't know. You got to do something about that, man.
Yeah, I got to retire.
Yeah.
I am going to start us off with one of the greatest instrumentals in rock history that no matter when or where you are when you hear it, I think it transports you to our 50th state, Hawaii 5-0. I'm, of course, talking about the theme to the old TV show Hawaii 5-0 by The Ventures. And the other reason I wanted to play this, Greg, is the last surviving member of that group, Don Wilson, co-founder and rhythm guitarist, just died on January 22 at his home in Tacoma, Washington. He was 88 years old. What a fantastic song. What is it that without any lyrics, just this music? I can't remember ever sitting still. I would have been a kid for an entire episode of the TV show.
Yes.
But you hear this music and you think rolling surf in Hawaii. And I've heard it so many times because, you know, as an aspiring young drummer, every young drummer tried to learn that solo.
Mm-hmm.
I never got there. Never got there, right? What a fantastic instrumental, so evocative of sun and sand and surf. I don't even like the beach really, but I sure would love to be in Hawaii right now. The Ventures, Hawaii 5-0 theme. Doesn't that just, it? Like, you can't not react physically when you hear that.
Yeah, those booming drums. Mel Taylor, right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
Just takes you right there. I'm also going somewhere in the middle of an ocean. I'm going to take us to the Bahamas with Funky Nassau by the Beginning of the End in 1971. This is a band of brothers from Nassau, the Bahamas. A group formed in 69, three brothers, Frank, Raphael, and Roy Munnings. Plus a bass and guitar, so they had it's a five-piece band. Made a couple of albums, very influenced by Sly and the Family Stone, had their own take on that whole tradition. In fact, the song Funky Nassau is in part a tribute to Sly and the Family Stone's Dance to the Music. The lyrics, it's lyrically evocative of what the Caribbean, the Bahamas are all about. I've spent a little bit of time down there. You know, it's kind of that Jamaican vibe everywhere you go, and whatever island you're on, everything just slows down. You know, if your heart rate's way too high, you know, if you've got anxiety, everything's a rush. Your life is just full of stress. You go there, and everybody just, you know, let's take it down a few notches here, dude. You know, relax. Nothing bad's gonna happen. It's all small stuff down there. Don't worry about it. You know.
Yeah.
We're gonna take the stress away. This song puts me right in that mood. Funky Nassau by the Beginning of the End. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone so. That is Funky Nassau. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and Afro hairdos. People doing their own thing. They don't care about me or you.
I love it. You know, someday, you've been talking about it for decades now. Someday I want to see one of those pictures of you with your Afro in college.
Well, they're ubiquitous. I just Somebody just sent me one the other day. So yeah, it's really hideous.
Maybe
it's
we make incredible. It a Patreon bonus offer.
Right.
As I said, if we were the kind of people who had a corporation with money, we would like be having a corporate group retreat. But the idea of getting away is not yours and mine alone. We want to share some picks with our producers. And first up is Andrew Gill, who was complaining. He said, well, this is a really, you know, typical indie rock pick. And I don't think so at all. I've disparaged this band, but I maintain that one in three of its 7,000 songs is really brilliant. And Andrew chose a good one.
Hey, guys. My pick for a song about getting away is from Guided by Voices' 1995 album, Alien Lanes. It's Motor Away. Very basic indie rock bro pick, I know, but it's just a song I've loved for many, many years. I know I'm not very unique in that, but it's a song that has soundtracked many, many road trips for me. And it's funny, you know, you watch their music video for that song. It's them waiting on the side of a road with a broken down van, waiting for a tow truck driver to come pick them up. So maybe that's a little less of an optimistic image than the song's sound really gives you. It's like this, you know, they're British invasion influences, but new and fresh sounding. It's a really infectious song. It'll really make you kind of push the gas pedal down a little bit more as you're getting out on the freeway, feeling that freedom that comes at the beginning of a road trip. And it's specifically road trips. So this is not about flying somewhere. This is about a road trip. But I mean, even more accurately, this is about breaking free. So maybe it should have gone on that list that we did a few months back, but regardless, this is my vacation song. This is my song that really gets me in the mindset of being free, going and the opportunity and optimism that you feel at the beginning of a good trip. So Motor Away by Guided by Voices. That's my song about vacation. When you free yourself from the chance of a lifetime,
Motor Away by Guided by Voices. Excellent pick, Andrew. And unlike Jim, I'm a huge GBV fan, and that is one of many, many classics that the band has in its catalog.
Well, one in three out of 7,000 songs is pretty good batting average,
yes.
But there's also bad ones.
Well, I mean, I think a batting average is higher than that.
All right.
Anyway, speaking of high batting averages, we have our other ace producer, Alex Claiborne, with the next pick.
Thanks again for having me, guys. My pick for my favorite song about getting away is one that actually came out last year in 2021, and it's from Jim's favorite record of the year, Comfort to Me, by the Australian band Amyl and the Sniffers. You know, I had a lot of different choices going around about which song I would choose, and this one feels like a pandemic getaway song. It's talking about, you know, renting a car. It's called Hertz, and it's talking about getting away to the countryside, appreciating things like bugs and animals and, you know, things native to where you're going, and just having a fun time with the person you love. And you don't have to get that far away to enjoy yourself and to, you know, be present in the moment. It's just a great punk song. It's got a great guitar riff in it, and it's a no-brainer for me. Hertz by Amyl and the Sniffers on Sound Opinions.
Let's go.
Alex's pick for a getaway song, Emil and the Sniffers, Hurts. You know, Alex, I couldn't be prouder. Sometimes as a college professor, sometimes as a critic and broadcaster, you wonder, does anybody agree with me? Alex agrees with me. I love it. Emil and the Sniffers. Coming up, we share more of our favorite songs about getting away in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in and inspired by Chicago. They got 312 Wheat Ale, Hazy Beer Hug, and many more one-off beers at the Fulton Street Tap Room or their new Salt Shed Pub. The perfect place to go before a show at the Salt Shed. Me and Andrew were there on opening night, Greg. Mm-hmm. It was really exciting. You had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tick fever. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, every time we go to one of these goose joints, there's another new one to try, and we love them all.
I'm a fan. In addition to making great products and event spaces, Goose Island has always been a supporter of music culture in Chicago and nationwide. I mean, if you see that Goose Island logo at a venue or a restaurant, you know you're in good hands.
Yeah, we are proud to be associated with Goose Island. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer, and Sound Opinions is. Sound Opinions is brought to you by NordVPN. NordVPN is the gateway to secure and private access to the internet. We all need that. And it works by enveloping all of your online activities in a layer of encryption while also hiding information about your virtual location. Greg, before I had a VPN, I was sitting in a doctor's waiting room, and boy, did I get hammered with a virus. I mean, I go to the doctor and get rid of a virus.
Well, safety from viruses is one of the great uses of NordVPN. It's an incredible tool. It's easy to use. You can connect with just one click and enjoy the amazing speed on every major platform, from Windows to iOS to Android. Now, this summer, I'll be doing some traveling.
You're going overseas.
This is a necessity. You know, you've got to use this. I know I can count on NordVPN to help me easily access secure connections on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere I go. You know, it's easy to get hacked these days, right?
Yep.
This will help. It also makes it easy to access paid subscriptions to streaming services and content, even if it's not available in the country I'm in.
So you can watch your Netflix while you're sunning it in Europe.
Absolutely.
If you want safe access to your favorite streams, social media, and more, no matter where you are, get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/soundopinions. nordvpn.com/soundopinions. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and the link's in the description of this episode.
And we're back. We are escaping the winter doldrums through songs about getting away this week, and Jim has got the next pick.
I do, Greg, and you and I both just said neither of us have been on a plane since the beginning of the end of the world, and we're still hesitant about getting on one now. Nevertheless, I long to say, point me at the sky and let it fly. Yes, just six people just recognized that reference. I'm going to play Pink Floyd's rarest track ever. That's according to the guys in the Floyd. It was only a single, and the first collaboration between David Gilmour and Roger Waters, soon after Gilmour joined the band replacing Syd Barrett. Point me at this guy. It was the B-side that took off. Careful with that axe, Eugene. Became a staple for Pink Floyd in concert for, 15 years, right? But this little pop song is so weird and bizarre, and I fell in love with it anew recently. I did an interview with Nick Mason and reviewed his Roundhouse concert and when he was doing his tribute to Pink Floyd. And he played this, and I loved it that he dug that deep. I love this song so much, Point Me at the Sky and Let It Fly, right, that I even forgive the typical Roger Waters just nasty insult to fat people. Do you know it?
No, I didn't realize that was true about this.
No, Waters in 1968 is telling us, If you survive till 2005, I hope you're exceedingly thin, for if you are stout, you will have to breathe out so the man next to you can breathe in.
Ooh,
in other words, overpopulation of the globe is a problem, and no fat people.
That's not really scintillating poetry either. You know?
No.
Insult aside, it's not very good.
Well, but. You know, Roger Waters today, as you know, the grand conceptual genius of rock of a certain period would like to forget certain songs, I think, and this is one of them, but darn, it's a great psychedelic pop ditty. Pink Floyd, Point Me at the Sky. I love that. One of the rarest Pink Floyd tracks ever. They weren't playing that once they got, like, important.
That's a deep track, as they say.
Yes.
This next one's not a deep track, but it is about a subject near and dear to my heart. I have dreams about someday going to Paris. I can't believe I haven't been able to get over.
You've never been?
We've had to cancel 2 trips to Paris for various reasons over the years. I'm hoping to finally get there. It's my dream location, you know. Besides Italy, I think about France and thinking about getting there and seeing it and going to Normandy and all that.
Oh, I've
business.
Been lucky
but,
enough. Yeah,
Joni Mitchell, Free Man in Paris. I mean, that's the way I feel. I'm going to be a free man in Paris if I ever get there. and I love the way that she's used the city as a symbol of liberation in various songs over the years. This song in particular was written about David Geffen. Who adored her music, was one of her early champions. And, you know, this was her little tribute to David, saying, you know, this is your way of escaping from California. And somewhere you can be there, you can be an out gay man in Paris and not just a record company mogul. You know, she had amazing empathy and understanding of who he was. And sort of personifies him in this song. But the whole notion of Paris and freedom seems to go together so beautifully in this Joni Mitchell tune. Free Man in Paris from Joni from 1974 on Sound Opinions.
I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors. And no one's future to decide.
That is the great Joni Mitchell with one of her classics, Free Man in Paris, on Sound Opinions.
I agree, Greg, and now we're going to turn to the great Mary Bernthal, our Columbia College Chicago intern this semester, for one of her picks.
So my song about getting away is I Love Hot Nights by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers off of the Modern Lovers 88 album. It's a song that I immediately fell in love with the first time I heard it, and I've been a pretty big Jonathan Richman fan ever since. He has this effortless ability to welcome you directly into whatever quirky world he's created, like your old friends, just chilling out and catching up with each other. And I think I Love Hot Nights in particular really exemplifies that, with this percussive, upbeat, jangly guitar intro that immediately makes you want to dance around, and then he comes in with the hook of, I love those hot nights when a t-shirt feels right, and it's like, hell yeah, Jonathan, you're so right. Who doesn't love that? So since it's the middle of the winter right now, and notably not hot at night at all, this song is one that I like to turn on sometimes just to kind of get away from it all. I like to close my eyes and imagine I'm just wandering around some humid little beach town in the summer with my friends, no worries, and just enjoying a hot night.
Well, I love those hot nights when a t-shirt feels right. You stay up later when everything's outside. I stay up later, why say no? And I run through the crowd when everything says go. Oh, oh, oh.
All right, Mary, that's a good choice. Jonathan Richman, yeah. At Roadrunner, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go on that highway. Where are we going, Jim? I don't care. Wait, away from here.
Jonathan actually has a number of really good songs about getting away, so I'm glad that Mary pointed us to one.
Well, I'm going now, Greg, to Memphis, but dreaming in Memphis about going elsewhere. One of the rarest tracks, underheralded on number one record, the 1972 debut by Big Star, the India song written by bassist Andy Hummel. Now, of course, Big Star had two incredible songwriters, the late, great Alex Chilton and the late, great Chris Bell. But they threw the bassist one, right? And it's this weird little track that revolves around, in part, I gather, there was a Mellotron at Arden Studios. Let's play with the Mellotron, right? You know, like the Beatles did at Abbey Road. And it's this whimsical, kind of mystical little track. I'd like to go to India, live in a big white house in the forest, drink gin and tonic and play a grand piano, read a few books, far from what saddens my heart. Greg, I've always thought Andy was singing less specifically about India in the British imperial period.
Yeah.
Than about just escapism to the most exotic place he could think of. Probably grew up reading Kipling, and so I'd like to go to India. What an odd and wonderful little outlier on a brilliant album. So, Big Star, the India song on Sound Opinions. Oh, the mighty Big Star. Where are you going next, Greg?
I am going to Hollywood, courtesy of Ronnie Spector. I haven't been able to stop thinking about Ronnie since she died, especially. I always think about Ronnie, but especially so in the last few weeks. For some reason, her death really hit me hard, and I did sort of go on a Ronnie bender, going, you know, re-listening to a lot of the stuff that I've cherished over the years.
So many great tracks, and all of the tributes to her, most of them highlighted, you know, the ones we all know.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that Ronnie was the one who made me like one Billy Joel song. So yeah. I don't know if I owe her for that or if I just, like, am astonished by that. But Ronnie Spector did an incredible job with a Billy Joel song called Say Goodbye to Hollywood. And talk about a getaway song. This is about, Billy Joel wrote this song about, you know, finally realizing that a place you've loved or lived in forever is no longer healthy for you. Not so much physically, but mentally. Just it's time to get away from that place. And I think a lot of us are saying similar things right now. This, you know, staying in one place for a very long time, sometimes that wears out its welcome, and you just need to get away. The other thing I love about the song, and Billy Joel, for whatever we may think of him, and I'm not a huge Billy Joel fan by any stretch, he did have an incredible affection for, 50s and early 60s rock and roll and R&B. And doo-wop. This, in a lot of ways, was his tribute to the Ronettes. I was reading the backstory on how he came to compose the song. He flat out said, I'm paying tribute to those Spector productions, specifically the ones he was doing with the Ronettes. So in some ways, Ronnie returns the favor here. Backed by the E Street Band, who in 1977, when this song was recorded, was basically out of work, because Springsteen was fighting this big legal tussle he had with his former manager at the time. So they were sidelined. They were looking for work. And Ronnie said, hey, guys, you know, I got a job for you. They recorded a knockout version of Say Goodbye to Hollywood. Ronnie Spector from 1977 on Sound Opinions. Say goodbye to Hollywood. Time to move on. That's what Ronnie Spector says in that song.
We're going next to, we're going back to Hawaii, courtesy of Sol Delgadillo, who was our first Columbia College intern, who's now an associate producer.
I chose Driving to Hawaii by Somersault. I first found this song in 2017 through a mix CD, of all things. It reminds me more of a place in time than it does about Hawaii itself. My partner gave me this mix CD on our first date with 22 tracks that was basically the soundtrack to the whole date. This is one of those songs that brings me back to that summer. We've never had the chance to travel to a place like Hawaii or really anywhere that wasn't by car, but I like to think that one day soon we'll be able to. Driving to Hawaii is just one of those feel-good songs with really sweet lyrics about a person that you love, and I feel like that perfectly fits the theme of getting away. When we're together, we've always such nice weather. Guess we don't need these places anyway. Sometimes it doesn't matter geographically where you are. When you're with the right people, it can seem like you're escaping a bit of reality.
Right, Sol. Well, that's, you know, that's two votes for Hawaii so far. Mm-hmm. So maybe the Sound Opinions retreat needs to go to Hawaii.
I'm all for it. You know, anywhere.
I'm down for
anywhere.
Anywhere. Yeah.
You know, let's go to Aurora. You know, I
don't, it's not warm in Aurora.
That's true.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll wrap up our playlist of our favorite tracks about getting away. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back. This week, we are charting songs about getting away on vacation or just out of here right now. We both have a couple more. And Greg, you chose Free Man in Paris earlier by Joni Mitchell. I won't even be specific. I think Italy and Paris are my two favorite places in the world. But I've been to Belgium. I've been to Switzerland. I would go anywhere in Europe right now. Mm-hmm. And even if there was as much snow as there was in Chicago, it's Europe. I could have a better baguette, right?
There you go.
So when you talk about music that was uniquely European and not just German, you've got to turn to the Beach Boys from Dusseldorf, Kraftwerk. Mm-hmm. You know, we have talked many times about their amazing ability to evoke time and place with mystery. And Trans-Europe Express, the album from 77, obviously does that on the title track. You know, so much so that it spoke to the nascent house musician Frankie Knuckles mm-hmm. in Chicago. You know, kind of built his career on Trans-Europe Express. Later, the hip hoppers in the Bronx. But Europe Endless from that same album. When you dissect the ultra minimalist lyrics that Kraftwerk gave us on any tune, you know, you're going to title a song Europe Endless and talk about the history and the beauty and the joy of traveling there. They give us almost nothing. Parks, hotels, and palaces, Europe Endless. Promenades and avenues, Europe Endless. It was like, I want to go. They just sold me. Mm-hmm. And with almost no words.
Mm-hmm.
A great Kraftwerk track. How did they do that? With so little, they have like the whole history of centuries of beauty and you know, some ugliness in Europe.
Yeah, well, it's incredibly evocative and still sounds futuristic, even, you know, a half century later, right?
Yeah,
it's incredible stuff. I'm going to stay in Europe, and I'm going to talk about Bronski Beat a little bit here, the British synth pop band Bronski Beat. They came up with Small Town Boy as their debut single in 1984. Jimmy Somerville was a young gay man who was an outspoken advocate for his community. It can't be lost that in the 80s, the AIDS crisis was like a plague for that community. In addition to the fact that if you were out during this era, given the circumstances of AIDS, the hostility toward that community was off the charts at the time.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult being a small town boy, as he's talking about. So the fact that you want to get out was perfectly understandable. He expressed that emotion in no uncertain terms here, but what you didn't feel so much was rage as yearning, desperation. You know, the beauty of his voice, he had that incredibly high tenor that lended it sort of an almost a feminine quality in terms of just how, multifaceted his impressions were of what he was going through at the time. He grew up outside of Glasgow in Scotland. That was his upbringing, and he was reflecting some of that in this particular song. Mother will never understand why you had to leave, but the answers you seek will never be found at home, the song says. Small Town Boy from Bronski Beat on Sound Opinions. Is the great Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy, one of the great singles of the 80s from 1984, talking about getting out of town.
I'm with you, Greg. That is a fantastic track. And I was on assignment, and I've been racking my brain since we decided to do this particular list show about why I was in L.A. and traveled to El Segundo. It might have been I was doing Los Lobos, and I was interviewing them individually, and they were far flung. It might have just been somebody I knew from one of the magazines. Anyway, I wound up in El Segundo. You're in El Segundo. There's no way the whole time you're heading there, you're there, and on the way back, you're not in your head doing A Tribe Called Quest. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Gotta get it. I think rarely in the history of all the pop music has a fairly obscure place. I mean, yeah, I suppose if you're in California, you know it, right? But else, I hadn't heard of El Segundo before. Mm-hmm. And then Tribe Called Quest makes it the center of a track built on a great, well-chosen sample of Funky by the Chambers Brothers. They were all such deft and funny rappers and storytellers and so inventive rhythmically. Indeed, you know, this is from the debut album, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths mm-hmm. of Rhythm. I just loved that crew. I think their influence comes out in the wash more and more every year. They were, you know, kind of backpackers, you know, not as seriously loved in the hip hop world at the time, but they sure are now. And it's a funny story, and it's a great track, and I think that that music and lyrics combine to just summon up the California highways.
I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. My mother went away for a month-long trip, hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more.
Tribe Called Quest.
Fantastic.
They are so great.
I love it. How many groups can say they opened their career with three straight masterpieces?
Yeah.
And then, 30 plus years later, come out with another masterpiece at the close of their career? Pretty freaking amazing.
I mean, never really made a single misturn.
Exactly.
Except, you know, for leaving the wallet in the cafe in El
Right.
In El Segundo.
Speaking of few misturns, I'm a huge Rihanna fan, and a lot of people think about her for the singles, but I think her albums have actually been very good, and I think Auntie is probably her most underrated album. You know, a lot of people were saying, well, it's her arty move, you know, she's sort of swinging a little bit toward the left of center of the R&B, soul, pop, mainstream, but to me it was just Rihanna being herself. This track from the Anti album, Desperado, is about self-isolation and how being good at being on your own can be a saving grace. But do you really want to go there? You know, do you really want to be on your own?
Too many people have found out the answer to that in the last 2 years.
I mean, it's its own kind of cage. It's your own, you know, it's your own kind of self-built prison. I want to run away, but I want to run away alone, or do I want to run away with this person that I think I love, but they don't ultimately trust? So there is the decision. She's getting away. She knows she needs to get away from the environment she's in. Does she want to go it alone? Is she the lone wolf? Or does she want to go with this person that she thinks might be good for her, but probably knows deeper down that it's going to be a toxic relationship? So I love the complexity of the idea of the I want to get out of town song. Added, do I want to go with this friend or not? This is what Rihanna's singing about in Desperado on Sound Opinions.
Desperado. Sitting in a old Monte Carlo. A man inside is hollow. Take it easy. I'm not trying to go against you. Actually, I'm going with you. Gotta get up out of here and you will leave me behind. I know you won't cause we share common interest. You need me there ain't no never know, no, just one out of here, yeah. I'm gone, ain't no going back.
Nice one from Rihanna, Greg. I'm going to wrap up now with the first track that sprung to mind. I suppose it's super obvious, but how can you not love this song? Rome by the B-52s. You know, at this point in time, 2022, I think, most people think it's been a hit forever. But I so remember Cosmic Thing coming out in 1989. The B-52s were has-beens. They were washed up. Mm-hmm. It was done, right? And then they come back with this album, which is just one killer song after another. Love Shack becomes a hit, and Cosmic Thing. Fourth single from that album is Rome. And it's the only track on the album where we don't get Fred Schneider. Mm-hmm. All due respect to Fred, right? But, you know, you have these two incredible vocalists in Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson. And to hear them deliver this incredibly catchy, indelible pop song, Roam If You Want To, Roam Around the World. Now, you know, there is a reading that the 52s themselves have always been a little coy on, that it's not actually about travel, and I ain't going to say no more. That's what the Google machine is for, okay? Roam If You Want To, Roam Around the World without anything but the love you feel. Yeah, I mean, let's go. Let's roam, yeah. Greg Cott. And the B-52s on Sound Opinions. There ain't no way to listen to that song, Rome, by the B-52s, and not be happier after you hear it.
I'm just happy hearing Kate Pearson's voice.
Anytime.
And, if you want to, I what a delightful interview we had with Kate Pearson.
Yes.
Show 504, in case anybody wants to go back and into the archive and listen to it.
I'm usually the one that looks it up. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. No, I thank you for playing that track and for reminding me about how awesome the B-52s and Kate Pearson,
yes,
and Cindy Wilson in particular are. And speaking of awesome, I'm a huge fan of Eleanor Friedberger's career. People may know her from the Fiery Furnaces with her brother Matt, but I think she's forged an equally impressive career as a solo artist. She has been a previous guest on Sound Opinions as well. The backstory on her album from 2018... called Rebound is about getting away to the country of her heritage. She went to Greece.
Mm.
She'd been to Greece multiple times, but never spent a lot of time in Athens. She ended up in Athens for an extended stay.
Mm.
after a long series of shows spread out over a couple of years for her previous album. And she had initially thought she was going to write her next album there. She didn't really do a lot of writing, but she did sort of drink in the life in Athens, and in particular a club called Rebound, was her sanctuary. And she met some people over there and played in a little band and just got away from it all. It sort of reminded me of Joni Mitchell, sort of, you know, escaping from civilization in the early 70s for a while, you know, and going off to the Greek islands.
And nobody knows me here,
right.
I'm going to reinvent myself.
This was a similar experience for Eleanor, and she talked about it kind of rapturously, saying that I could see ending, you know, when my life is coming to an end, I could see it being here. It was kind of like a morbid thought at first. She was laughing about it. But she said, this feels like home to me in a weird way, you know, and kind of, you know, she grew up in the suburbs of Chicago in Oak Park, but Greece is where her family was originally from. And so she wrote a remarkable album sort of based around that trip. And here's a track from it that sort of describes the whole idea of going to this club and being a part of this new culture and sort of feeling a part of it after a number of weeks. It's Hard is the name of the track from Eleanor Friedberger on Sound Opinions.
Eleanor Friedberger, It's Hard. And Greg, I'm with you. I love her solo albums. That wraps up our selections, but we want to know, do you have a favorite song about getting away? Leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. Mr. Cott, we ain't going nowhere. We'll be here again next week. What do we got on the show?
Next week, Jim, we're going to give the drummer some. One of your favorite topics ever, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna pay some due to some of our favorite drummers of all time and play some tracks. Don't forget to check out our bonus podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program belong solely to Sound Opinions and not necessarily to Columbia College Chicago or our sponsors. Thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our Columbia College intern is Max Hatlam, and our social media consultant is Katie Koch.
One, two, three, four, get it! Ain't it funky? Ain't it funky? Ain't it funky?